Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, titled Ideal Family Life, Text 29. Yatra yatra harer archa sadesha sriya samparam yatra ganga dayo nadya Puraneshu cha visrutaha Yatra yatra hare archa Sadesha sriya sampadam Yatra ganga dayo nadya Puraneshu cha visrutaha Yatra yatra hare archa Sadesha sriya sampadam Yatra ganga dayo nadya Puraneshu cha visrutaha Yatra yatra hare archa sadesha sri sampadam yatra ganga dayo nadya paraneshu cha visrutah. Vaishnavis, yatra yatra, wherever, hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, archa, the deity is worshipped, sa, that, deshaha, place, country or neighborhood, sreyasam, of all auspiciousness, padam, the place, yatra, wherever, ganga adayaha, like the Ganges, Yamuna, Narmada, and Kaveri, nadya, sacred rivers, praneshu, in the Puranas, supplementary Vedic literature. Cha, also, visrutaha, are celebrated. translation. Auspicious indeed are the places where there is a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, in which he is duly worshipped, and also the places where there flow the celebrated sacred rivers mentioned in the Puranas, the supplementary Vedic literatures. Anything spiritual done there is certainly very effective. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are many atheists who oppose the worship of the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple. In this verse, however, it is authoritatively stated that any place where the deity is worshipped is transcendental. It does not belong to the material world. It is also said that the forest is in the mode of goodness, and therefore those who want to cultivate spiritual life are advised to go to the forest. Vanam gato yad harim asrayeta. But one should not go to the forest simply to live like a monkey. Monkeys and other ferocious animals also live in the forest. But a person who goes to the forest for spiritual culture must accept the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as shelter. Vanam gato yad harim asrayeta. One should not be satisfied simply to go to the forest. One must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, therefore, since it is impossible to go to the forest for spiritual culture, one is recommended to live in the temple community as a devotee, regularly worship the deity, follow the regulative principles, and thus make the place like Vaikuntha. The forest may be in goodness, the cities and villages in passion, and the brothels, hotels, and restaurants in ignorance, but when one lives in the temple community, he lives in Vaikuntha. Nujorkadam ki. Therefore it is said here, Sreyasam Padam, it is the best, most auspicious place. In many places throughout the world, we are constructing communities to give shelter to devotees and worship the deity in the temple. The deity cannot be worshipped except by devotees. Temple worshippers who fail to give importance to the devotees are third class. They are Kanishta Adhikaris in the lower stage of spiritual life. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.47, Acharyam eva haraye pujam yasradaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sab bhakta prakritasmritaha. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but does not know how to behave toward devotees or people in general, is called a prakrita bhakta or kanishta adhikari. Therefore, in the temple, there must be the deity of the Lord, and the Lord should be worshipped by the devotees. This combination of the devotees and the deity creates a first-class transcendental place. Aside from this, if a Grihastha devotee worships the Shalagram Shila, or the form of the deity at home, his home also becomes a very great place. It is therefore customary for members of the three higher classes, namely the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, to worship the Shalagram Shila, or a small deity of Radha Krishna or Sita Ram in each and every home. This made everything auspicious, but now they have given up the deity worship. Men have become modernized and are consequently indulging in all sorts of sinful activities, and therefore they are extremely unhappy. According to Vedic civilization, therefore, the holy places of pilgrimage are considered most sacred, and still there are hundreds and thousands of holy places like Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Hardwar, Rameshwar, Prayag, and Mathura. India is the place for worshipping or for cultivating spiritual life. The Krishna consciousness movement invites everyone from all over the world without discrimination as to caste or creed to come to its centers and cultivate spiritual life perfectly. Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you for allowing me to serve you all today. I pray to the senior Vaishnavas that I may properly present Srila Prabhupada's Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, as handed down to us through previous acharyas. So we are continuing with Sri Narada Muni talking about places where religious performances may be well executed. And Srila Prabhupada is stressing in the purports the importance of the ISKCON centers. Yesterday's purport, today's purport, and the next purport, Srila Prabhupada is really focusing on how important these ISKCON temples, centers are. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport points out that there's places to live that are in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. And Srila Prabhupada says in this age, it is impossible to go to the forest for spiritual culture. And one is recommended to live in the temple community as a devotee, regularly worship the deity. So we see if somebody is sick or diseased, they go to the hospital. And in the hospital, it has full facility, nurses, doctors, they have all the medicines to help people become well again, to free them of their sickness, their disease, or to help them with it. And so these ISKCON centers, these temples, are to help the conditioned soul get over their bhavarog, their material disease, their attachment to material life. And we see that in these temples, everything is set up to make one's life perfect. Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, talks about how there are five most important activities to perform devotional service. Those five principles of devotional service, which are so important, are associating with the devotees, chanting the holy names, worshipping the deity, associating with the devotees, living in a holy place. So, I'm sorry, Prabhu? Oh, Srimad Bhagavatam, sorry. Thank you. So, yeah, those are the five. Sorry about that. So we see that in the ISKCON temples, all those five activities are going on very nicely. And Srila Prabhupada is talking about worshipping the deity in today's particular verse. Narada Muni is talking about where there is a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in which he is duly worshipped, that is a very nice place to perform religious activities. So these five activities, Srila Rupa Goswami states that just by following one perfectly, one can achieve perfection. But as Srila Prabhupada points out, that even though one of those activities is deity worship, still if one fails to give importance to the devotees, they are known as Kanishta Adhikaris or Prakriti Bhaktas, materialistic devotees. So we see that ISKCON temples are really set up to give sadhu sangha. And those five activities have to be performed in the association of devotees. We shouldn't perform those activities alone. And we see the Madhyama Adhikari, the Kanishta Adhikari gives importance to the deity. And the Madhyama Adhikari knows how to engage others in Krishna consciousness to help those who are innocent. And they know how to associate with the devotees. They steer clear of those who are envious. And they know how to properly worship Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada states in Nectar of Instruction that one should not remain on the Kanishta Adhikari platform. We have to rise up out of the materialistic platform. And that's through properly understanding the Vaishnavas. And Lord Shiva states to Goddess Parvati in Padma Purana, Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Padataram Devi, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. That the, even higher than worshipping the demigods is the worship of Lord Vishnu. And even higher than worshipping Lord Vishnu is worshipping that which is in relation to Vishnu, worshipping the devotees. And so Lord Chaitanya, he talks about this tadiya, tadiya samarchanam. So in this material world, there are four tadiyas that are divinely the supreme personality of Godhead. They're automatically divine. And he says that those are the devotees, Tulsi Devi, the Ganga, and Srimad Bhagavatam. And so even these four things are themselves divine. Even the deity here, the Kanishta Adhikari, they see the deities as a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who are more advanced, they see the deity as being non-different than Krishna. Krishna himself is there. Radha herself is there. So, but the deity has, you have to go through so many procedures to establish the deity in the temple. But these four things, the Ganga, Tulsi Devi, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the devotee, from the very beginning, they're very divine. But again, we need the association of Vaishnavas to properly understand Tadiya and to take the full benefit. This month we are focusing on the Damodar Leela, of which Krishna delivered Manigriva and Nalakuvara. And Manigriva and Nalakuvara, they were the sons of Kuvera, high position. They were demigods. And the pastime starts out that they were in Ganga Devi. They were on the banks of the Ganga. So they were taking shelter of Ganga. But what were they taking shelter of Ganga for? For sense enjoyment. And because they were puffed up with ultimately intoxication, and they were puffed up due to their being so wealthy, they didn't know how to properly respect Ganga Devi. They didn't know how to properly respect the devotee. So when Narada Muni came and they were bewildered, they stood there naked before Narada Muni, not giving him proper respect. He cursed them to become two twin Arjun trees. And due to his mercy, they reestablished themselves in Goloka Vrindavan. But this is the mercy of the devotee, that even though Manigriva and Nalakuvara, they were taking shelter of Ganga Devi, which is one of the four tadiyas, they still couldn't properly take advantage. So similarly, the deity, the places of pilgrimage, we have to have association of devotees. And going into the places of pilgrimage at the end of the purport, a very famous verse that's in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, is when Yudhishthira Maharaj sees Vidura. And he says to Vidura that you're a holy pilgrimage place yourself because you always keep Krishna in your heart. You're actually able to purify even the holy places. And so we see this with in the pastime of Lord Nityananda when he went on his pilgrimage. He was going to all different holy places. And then at a certain point he met Madhavendra Puri, who is the guru of Lord Chaitanya's guru, Madhavendra Puri. So when Lord Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri saw each other, they immediately went into ecstasy, started crying, and started worshipping each other properly. And Lord Nityananda said, I've been on this pilgrimage for so long, but today the fruit of my pilgrimage has come. This is the benefit of my going on pilgrimage, is to see you, Madhavendra Puri. And they stayed in each other's company. And then also when Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha ceremony for his father when his father passed away. And so Gaya is a very holy pilgrimage place. The feet of Lord Vishnu is there. And it's a very special place to perform religious activities. So Lord Chaitanya was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, and he happened to see his guru, Ishvara Puri. And when Lord Chaitanya saw Ishvara Puri, he stated to Ishvara Puri that I've been doing a Shraddha ceremony for my forefathers. And by doing this religious ceremony, the Shraddha ceremony, they will be delivered. But by seeing you, unlimited forefathers will be delivered. Even you purify the holy pilgrimage places. So there's a very nice song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Kalyana Kalpataru, where he says, "My dear mind, you are addicted to traveling to the holy places. You want to visit Ayodhya, Mathura, Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchipuram, Ujjain, Dwarka, and other such places again and again in the hopes of attaining liberation. Such travels to holy places are simply another form of illusion, and as such they are useless labor only. The fact is, visiting holy places does not make a person's mind steady. The actual benefit of visiting holy places is association with the exalted devotees who reside there and the worship of the most enchanting Sri Krishna under their guidance. Wherever the devotees reside is a holy place. Therefore, you should fix up your mind by constantly associating with devotees. I do not want to visit any holy places where Vaishnavas do not reside. What is the benefit of walking to distant places? Where the Vaishnavas reside, that place is Vrindavan, and so one can experience unlimited happiness there." So this is the power of the Vaishnavas, is that they purify even the holy places. So sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy, that the greatest thing is to have sadhu sangha, and sadhu sangha is being established in these temples, where you can engage in the five activities stated by Srila Rupa Goswami that are most important, and you can have sadhu sangha, worship the deity, and have the proper understanding of worshiping the deity, and understanding the four tadiyas. So also, we can't even understand the Bhagavatam without the help of the Vaishnavas. The Bhagavatam is also stated as one of the tadiyas. This is Krishna himself in book form. And there's a nice pastime in Chaitanya Leela of a Brahmin who is known as a great reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. His name is Devananda Pandit. And Devananda Pandit, from his very birth, he followed all the rules that a sannyasi would follow, strict celibacy. But he had one flaw, is that he was attached to liberation, the impersonal liberation. And so he would explain Srimad Bhagavatam without explaining devotional service. And so one day, Lord Chaitanya, he was walking near the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's father, and he saw Devananda Pandit explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Lord immediately started chastising Devananda Pandit, saying, "What can you understand of Srimad Bhagavatam? You can't even understand its purport." He said that this is Krishna himself, and anyone who says that they understand Srimad Bhagavatam does not understand Srimad Bhagavatam. How can we perfectly understand Krishna? And he says that anybody who makes a difference or a discrimination between Srimad Bhagavatam, myself, and my devotee will be destroyed. And he rushed to rip up the Srimad Bhagavatam that Devananda Pandit was reading from, but the devotees held him back. And so later on, it's revealed that Devananda Pandit, he was explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srivas Thakur, the eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, went to go hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Devananda Pandit. And Srivas Thakur, being such an exalted Vaishnav, he could grasp the deep confidential purports of the Srimad Bhagavatam, even by hearing it from Devananda Pandit, and he started to go into ecstasy. Tears were flowing from his eyes, and he was breathing very heavily, sighing deeply. And Devananda Pandit's followers, his disciples, they thought that this is just a disturbance. We have to get him out of here. So they dragged Srivas Thakur away. He was not externally conscious. He was just relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. They drug him away, and Devananda Pandit didn't say anything. So Lord Chaitanya again, he saw Devananda Pandit and he started chastising him, saying that even Ganga Devi herself wishes to worship and see Srivas Thakur, and you've committed a grave offense. And so this chastisement of Devananda Pandit, it very much affected him. And he couldn't properly understand who Lord Chaitanya was or what Srimad Bhagavatam was because he was attached to the impersonal liberation. But later on, he was able to see Vrikeshwar Pandit, who in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described that he would dance for 72 hours straight. And so Devananda Pandit, he would actually protect Vrikeshwar Pandit. He would crowds would go around Vrikeshwar Pandit, and Devananda Pandit, he would hold the crowds back. And even when Vrikeshwar Pandit, he would fall on the ground and his body would become dirty, Devananda Pandit, he would go with his own chadar and clean off the body of Vrikeshwar Pandit. So by doing service, performing devotional service, serving the Vaishnav, Vrikeshwar Pandit, Devananda Pandit was able to understand the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is devotional service. And so by his getting association with the Vaishnav, he was able to perfect his life. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see another case where it's very strongly recommended that we properly worship and understand who the Vaishnavs are. And in the pastime of Kalidas, Kalidas was the uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Kalidas, he is a very simple, liberal Vaishnav, but he was able to get the remnants of every Vaishnav in Bengal. And he had a scheme, you could say, he would always deliver, take prasadam to devotees that he knew there would be remnants of left after. And so in Chaitanya Charitamrita, talks about how he went and he met Jadu Thakur. And when he met Jadu Thakur, he praised Jadu Thakur and he offered these mangoes to Jadu Thakur. And Jadu Thakur said, "Oh, you know, can I serve you in any way? Can I, you know, have you go to a Brahmin's house and eat?" And Kalidas said, "No, I would just like to have your feet put on my head so I can get the dust of your lotus feet and take your remnants." And Jadu Thakur started saying, no, I'm such a low caste person. I'm so fallen. You're such a high Brahmin that I can't do that." And Kalidas, he wouldn't make a distinction whether you were a Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Brahmin, Sudra. He would take remnants and the dust of the lotus feet from all the Vaishnavs. He wouldn't make a distinction. So Kalidas, he left. And Jadu Thakur, he walked back into his home. And so when he walked back into his home, the footprints of Jadu Thakur were in the sand. And so Kalidas, he went and he took the dust, the dirt, and smeared it all over his body. And then Jadu Thakur, he sat down to honor the mangoes. And after honoring them, his wife, Jadu Thakur's wife, she threw them out into where they throw all the garbage, the refuse pile. And Kalidas, he snuck over and he started sucking and chewing on the mangoes and the mango pits, the mango skins. And so because Kalidas had such faith in the Vaishnavs, he had such determination to serve the Vaishnavs and to get the remnants, later on he was actually able to drink the water that had washed Lord Chaitanya's feet. Nobody was able to get the water that had washed Lord Chaitanya's feet. Lord Chaitanya's, Krishna himself, but playing the role of a devotee, he never wanted anybody to take the water of his that would wash his lotus feet. So before he would go into the temple in Jagannath Puri, Govinda would wash his feet. And Kalidas, he was there one day, and he put forth his palm to get the water that had washed the Lord's feet. And he put forth his palm, and Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay." And so he drank three times. And after that, Lord Chaitanya said, "That's enough." So Kalidas, because of his firm faith in the sadhus, in the Vaishnavs, and the remnants, he was able to get the full mercy of Lord Chaitanya and perfect his life. And so in that chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that there's Mahabala, three Mahabalas, the great powerful things in this world: the foot dust, of the Vaishnavas, the water that has washed the feet of the Vaishnavas and the devotees' remnants. These are full of indescribable power. And so these ISKCON temples are set up that we are easily able to associate with Vaishnavas, perform so many devotional activities. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 13, text 66, in describing the home activities of Advaita Acharya, it's described that constantly they would perform Krishna Kata, Krishna Puja, and Nam Sankirtan. So Krishna Kata, speaking about Krishna, Krishna Puja, worshipping Krishna, and chanting the holy names. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that by these three activities, the movement will go on. Krishna Kata, Krishna Puja, Nam Sankirtan. And he says, we have no other activities to perform but these three. So, Tavakatamritam, Taptajivanam, Kavibir Iritam Kalmashapaham. That there's so many different types of amrita, types of nectar. There's the nectar that the demigods are drinking to seemingly prolong their life. There's the nectar of impersonal liberation, and then there's the Krishna Katamritam, the nectar of Krishna's words, the message of Godhead. Shravana Mangalam, Srimad Atitam, Kalmashapaham, they're able to relieve one of all distress, and they're full of spiritual potency. Bhuvi Grinanti Ye Bhrida Janaha. Srila Prabhupada says, those who are spreading the message of Godhead, this Krishna Katamritam, the Tava Katamritam, those who are spreading the message of Godhead are the best welfare workers. So these are our activities. Associating with Vaishnavas, worshipping the deity, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names, and residing at a holy place. But of all of these, association always has to be there. Sadhu Sangha always has to be there. And Sadhu Sangha means Krishna Kata, Krishna Puja, and chanting the holy names and spreading the message of Godhead. So thank you for listening. If anybody has any questions or comments, back to Anthony Prabhu. So, just like Srila Prabhupada is talking about the temple worshippers who fail to give importance to the devotees that are worshipping the deity, so we should understand that the devotee, Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna, are non-different from each other. That's very clear. The devotee is always has Krishna within his heart, and Krishna always has the devotee within his heart. And so the devotee is the representation of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is the book representation of Krishna. So there's the book Bhagavatam and there's the devotee Bhagavatam. And we should take shelter of both. But we have to understand Srimad Bhagavatam through the person Bhagavat. And so Srila Prabhupada has given us his association through these books, and we can properly understand Srimad Bhagavatam through Srila Prabhupada, the topmost Vaishnava Acharya, who's making Srimad Bhagavatam very clear. So in that instance, when Lord Chaitanya is making that statement to Devananda Pandit, he was speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, but he wasn't properly associating with Vaishnavas. He didn't understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So does anybody else have any questions, comments, or suggestions? Go to Chandra Prabhu. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 13, text 66. It's Krishna Kata, Krishna Puja, and Nam Sankirtan. Those are three activities that will make the movement go on. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Ooh.